Ever think about if someone could tell what you were reading just by watching your eyes? Strange thought, right?
It is a bit uncanny when you frame it that way.
Well, that's what we are diving into today.
Ah, yes. Eye tracking and reading.
Exactly.
It is a fascinating area of research.
So we're going to be looking at some recent work that tries to figure out...
Well, let me rephrase that.
Nothing.
It's not just about figuring it out.
Yep.
The real question is, can we actually identify the type of document someone's engrossed in based on those subtle eye movements?
Right. So it's not about mind reading.
Precisely.
More like document recognition through eye tracking.
Exactly.
And the research we are looking at today on this deep dive comes from Osaka Prefecture University and the Max Planck Institute for Informatics.
A collaboration that speaks volumes about the global interest in this field.
It really does.
How about we start with the tech?
Okay, so what were they using to actually track these eye movements?
They used a head-mounted eye tracker.
Okay, so the participant wears this device.
That's right. And it's mobile too, meaning participants weren't confined to a lab setting.
So they could read in a natural environment.
Exactly. They wanted to see how eye movements might change depending on where someone is reading.
Which makes sense because our environment can definitely influence our focus and attention.
Absolutely. So to make the study as realistic as possible, they had participants read in 5 different settings.
Like what kind of settings?
Oh, you know, the usual suspects, offices, coffee shops, libraries, even a lecture hall.
So they covered a good range of common reading environments.
They aimed for diversity in both the environments and the reading materials themselves.
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot about the different types of documents.
Right. They wanted to see if eye movements varied depending on the content and layout.
So what did they have people read?
They had 5 different types of documents, all in Japanese novels, manga magazines, newspapers, and textbooks.
Textbooks, huh? That's interesting.
Well, textbooks tend to have a very specific structure.
Right. Lots of headings and subheadings, maybe some diagrams and images.
Precisely. And that's quite different from, say, a novel, which is mostly just text flowing from one page to the next.
Or a manga, which relies heavily on visuals.
Exactly. So they wanted to cover that spectrum of layout styles.
Okay. So they have their participants all set up with their fancy eye trackers, reading in various locations and tackling different types of documents.
And now comes the fun part, analyzing all that eye tracking data.
So what were they looking for in those eye movements?
They focused on a few key things.
Okay, like what?
Well, first there were saccade directions.
Saccade directions.
Yeah, it sounds complicated, but it's basically just the quick jumps our eyes make when we're scanning a page.
Like when you move from the end of one line to the beginning of the next.
Exactly. Or when you're looking for a specific piece of information and your eyes are darting around.
Okay, that makes sense. And what else were they analyzing besides these saccade things?
Fixation durations.
Fixation durations.
Basically, how long our eyes linger on a particular word or area.
So if a word is unfamiliar or if a sentence is complex, we might fixate on it for longer.
You've got it. And then finally, they looked at the overall scanning patterns.
So like the path our eyes take as we move across a page.
Exactly. They wanted to see if there were any noticeable differences in those patterns, depending on what people were reading.
Okay, so they're tracking saccade directions, how long we pause on certain words, and the overall movement of our eyes as we read.
And here's the kicker. They actually managed to identify the type of document someone was reading based on this data.
Really?
They achieved a 74% accuracy rate just from analyzing those eye movements.
Wow, so almost 3/4 of the time they could tell what someone was reading just by looking at their eyes.
Precisely.
That's incredible. And they could do that for all 5 types of documents.
Novels, manga, magazines, the whole lot.
So even with those different layouts and amounts of text, they could still make a pretty accurate guess.
Exactly. It seems our eyes really do give away more than we realize.
That's amazing.
It is, and it gets even more interesting.
Oh, so?
Well, they found that the accuracy actually improved when they looked at longer reading sessions.
You mean the longer someone read, the easier it was to identify the document type?
Exactly. When they analyzed longer reading sessions, the accuracy jumped to 90%.
90%.
That's right. They could practically pinpoint the exact type of document with remarkable certainty.
So the more information they had about someone's eye movements,
yeah,
the better their predictions became.
Precisely. It's like the algorithm was learning the subtle nuances of how people's eyes moved when they read different types of materials.
That's fascinating.
It is, and it suggests that our eyes might reveal even more about our reading habits than we initially thought.
Wow, 90%. That's impressive.
It is quite remarkable.
So the length of time spent reading plays a role, but were there other factors that might have influenced those results?
Certainly, individual reading styles, for instance.
Ah, so some people might naturally scan a page differently from others.
Precisely. We all have our own unique ways of processing information visually.
But wouldn't that make it harder for the algorithm to accurately identify the document type?
That's a valid point, and it did introduce some variability.
So how do they account for these individual differences?
They took it a step further. They trained the algorithm on each individual's data.
So instead of using a general model, they created a personalized one for each participant.
Exactly.
And how did that affect the accuracy?
The results were astonishing. The user-dependent recognition, as it's called, achieved a near-perfect accuracy rate of 99%.
99%. So they could essentially predict with almost complete certainty what someone was reading just based on their unique eye movements.
That's the power of personalization.
Incredible. So it seems our eyes are even more distinctive than we might have imagined.
Indeed. They are a window into our individual cognitive processes.
Fascinating. But individual reading styles aside, what about the documents themselves? Were there certain features that made them easier or harder to identify?
You raise a crucial point. The layout of the document played a significant role.
In what way?
Documents with consistent structures, such as novels or textbooks, proved to be more readily classifiable. Well, their layouts tend to be more uniform. Novels have a continuous flow of text, while textbooks follow a hierarchical structure with headings, subheadings, and so forth.
Making them easier to categorize based on eye movements.
Exactly. In contrast, documents with more diverse layouts, like magazines, pose a greater challenge.
I can see why magazines often have multiple columns, images, text boxes, all vying for attention.
Precisely. That visual complexity makes it harder to discern a clear pattern in eye movements.
It's fascinating how even subtle differences in layout can impact our reading experience and, by extension, our eye movements.
It highlights the adaptability of our visual system. We unconsciously adjust our gaze and attention based on the visual cues presented to us.
That's remarkable. But it wasn't just the layout that mattered, was it? They also found that even the orientation of the text played a role.
You're referring to the horizontal versus vertical text orientation.
Yes, exactly. Recall how Japanese can be written in both directions.
Oh, yes. Yokogaki and tategaki.
Precisely. So even something as subtle as the direction of the text can be detected through eye tracking.
Indeed. It's a testament to the sensitivity and granularity of this technology.
And it further underscores the point that our eyes are constantly providing subconscious cues about how we're engaging with the world around us.
Precisely. And this is where the research becomes truly captivating. It transcends mere document identification. It delves into the subconscious ways our eyes acclimate to different reading materials.
It's as though our eyes are constantly optimizing themselves, adjusting to the task at hand, without us even realizing it.
Precisely. And this realization opens up a Pandora's box of possibilities.
Possibilities such as...
Imagine personalized reading aids.
Personalized reading aids?
Yes, software that could adjust text size, highlight key points, or even translate languages in real time, all based on your unique eye movements.
That would be revolutionary.
It would transform the way we read and learn.
Are there any other potential applications that come to mind?
Well, consider the field of cognitive science.
How so?
Eye tracking could provide invaluable insights into learning disabilities, attention disorders, even the way our brains process complex information.
So this technology has the potential to be a powerful tool for both education and research.
Undoubtedly, it could revolutionize the way we understand and address cognitive differences.
It's remarkable to think that something as simple as tracking eye movements could have such far-reaching implications.
It speaks to the interconnectedness of our visual system and our cognitive processes.
It's like a window into the human mind.
A window that is only just beginning to be opened.
We've discussed the potential benefits, but what about the potential drawbacks? Are there any ethical considerations we should be aware of?
Ah, yes. The ethical dimension is crucial to consider.
Because if this technology can determine what we're reading simply by observing our eyes, couldn't it also be used to monitor our attention or even manipulate our choices in potentially invasive ways?
Those are valid concerns, and they necessitate careful consideration.
So how do we balance the extraordinary potential of this technology with the need to safeguard individual privacy and autonomy?
It's a delicate balancing act.
Indeed. It requires thoughtful deliberation and the establishment of clear ethical guidelines.
Transparency and informed consent are paramount. Individuals must be fully aware of how their eye movement data is being collected, used, and protected.
So no more hiding behind sunglasses while we read.
Well, sunglasses might not be enough to outsmart this technology.
That's a slightly unnerving thought.
It highlights the importance of establishing clear boundaries and regulations governing the use of eye tracking, particularly in sensitive environments like schools, hospitals, and workplaces.
Absolutely. We need to ensure that this technology is used responsibly and ethically.
I couldn't agree more. Open dialogues about these ethical considerations are essential as this technology continues to advance.
So where do we go from here? What are the next steps for the researchers involved in this study?
Well, they acknowledge that further research is needed to see how well this technology translates to languages that don't have those distinct reading directions.
Right, like English.
Exactly. Most of their findings were based on Japanese texts, which have that unique vertical and horizontal orientation.
Makes sense. They need to see if those same patterns hold true for languages with different writing systems.
Precisely. It's one thing to identify a document type based on eye movements in a language like Japanese, where the reading direction is immediately apparent.
But quite another to do so in a language like English, where the visual cues might be more subtle.
Exactly. So exploring those nuances is definitely high on their agenda.
And I imagine there's still a lot to learn about how individual reading styles, cognitive abilities, even cultural factors might influence those eye movements.
Absolutely. Those are all areas ripe for future investigation.
It seems we've only scratched the surface of understanding the intricate relationship between our eyes, our brains, and the written word.
Indeed. This research has opened up a whole new avenue for exploring how we read and process information.
It's like they've given us a new lens through which to view the reading process, one that reveals the complex interplay between our visual system, our cognitive processes, and the very structure of the text itself.
And what's even more exciting is that this is just the beginning.
We're on the cusp of unlocking even deeper insights into the reading brain.
Precisely. And those insights could have profound implications for everything from education to technology to our understanding of the human mind itself.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as tracking eye movements could lead to such groundbreaking discoveries.
It speaks to the power of observation and the importance of questioning even the most seemingly mundane aspects of our daily lives.
It's a reminder that there's always more to see and learn if we just know where to look.
And sometimes the most unexpected places can lead to the most remarkable discoveries.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive, I have to ask, what is your final takeaway for our listeners? What one thought-provoking nugget do you hope they'll carry with them?
Let's see.
What's the one thing you want them to remember from all of this?
I think it's this. If our eyes can reveal so much about how we process information on a page, imagine what they could tell us about how we engage with the wider world.
That is an intriguing thought.
It's easy to get caught up in the specifics of the research, but the real takeaway is much broader than that.
It's about the potential of eye tracking to unlock the secrets of not just reading, but of human cognition itself.
Precisely. It's about understanding how we perceive, interpret, and interact with the world around us on a fundamental level.
And those are insights that could have far-reaching implications for countless fields and endeavors.
Indeed. It's a call to look beyond the obvious, to delve deeper into the subtle cues and signals that shape our experiences.
To pay attention to the things we often overlook.
Exactly, because those things might hold the key to unlocking some of the most profound mysteries of the human mind.
A profound thought on which to end our exploration for today.
Indeed.
We extend our sincere gratitude to you for guiding us through this captivating research.
It was my pleasure.
And to our listeners for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of eye tracking and the secrets it reveals about our reading brains.
Until next time.